Evening Odd Dad Out Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to day 23. Is it 23 of National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where normal is not my specialty. And where I'm doing 30 days of podcasting, and it's been getting kind of crazy because we're at 23. We only have a week left, guys. Only have a week left to do this. And wow. So, out of respect to bedtimes everywhere, since the other day I chose to read Go the Fuck to Sleep, I felt like today I needed to read a more traditional bedtime story. So I've decided what is essentially almost the original, you could say, the reason that book exists. Today I will be reading the all-time classic bedtime story, Good Night, Moon. This one definitely requires music. It's da, 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 da. Here we go. So without further ado. Good Night, Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. In the great green room, there was a telephone, and a red balloon, and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs, and two little kittens and a pair of mittens, and a little toy house and a young mouse, and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush, and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush!" Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. And good night, mittens. Good night, clocks. And good night, socks. Good night, little house. And good night, mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering, "Hush." Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. And until next time, oddballs, thank you and good night.